Yes, hello, I am Sol, this is Alex. We're not Peter Dudfield, sorry about that. He couldn't do it, so you've got us instead. We'll do our best. And yeah, we're going to be talking to you today about our open source global solar forecast and dashboard. And we're going to do it in this order. I'll talk a bit about who we are and why we think we can do this, and then I will hand over to my far more talented colleague who will tell you about the actual meat of the matter. So, without further ado, who are we? Well, we're two members of Open Climate Fix. We're a non-profit open source startup, and we work primarily on renewable energy forecasting. So we do solar forecasts, we do wind forecasts, we do cloud forecasts. You say cloud forecasts, they're not renewable energy. I know, but we forecast them anyway because we love it. We love forecasting so much.
It is actually useful, I promise.
Yeah. We'll come to that. And we do this to try and reduce emissions in the UK, CO2 emissions. And how do we reduce emissions? Why do we do solar forecasting? Why does that help? Well, the idea is solar is growing, right? It's going to be the biggest, the most used form of electricity generation by 2040. It's huge. We love to see it. But there's a problem with solar. We know it. It's fickle, right? The clouds are there. It doesn't work as well. If there's pollution in your atmosphere, it doesn't work as well. If your panel's on upside down, it doesn't work at all. At night time, it goes away, right? It's hard. So we thought that there was something there where we could save a lot of CO2 by basically making it more accurate. Because imagine if you're running a grid and your grid is made up of mostly solar. It's 2040. We're living in the future. And there's a big error bar between your generation that you think you have and what you actually have because the solar's fickle, like I say. It makes it hard to balance your grid. The demand spike that you're trying to match doesn't line up with the generation that you have. You get a blackout. So that's what happens here in the UK. We basically we have these big gas turbines, and they are always running. They're always releasing CO2. And they can be turned up when the solar isn't quite what we thought it would be. And that's bad for the environment. So we say, okay, if we can provide a really accurate solar forecast, then we can tell that the grid operators, there's going to be this much at this time, they can line it all up and they can turn these off altogether. And that saves CO2, which is brilliant. And so that's what we did. We built a model, PVNet, we trained it on a load of data, and we provide that to the national grid. And we have this lovely forecast, and they use that in their operation room. And it's quite hard to tell how well it's working because there's a lot of decisions in the tree, but we think we're saving a lot of CO2 already in the UK, and they seem to like it. So that all works well. But obviously this is an open source conference. We want to make this kind of utility of solar forecasts available to as many people as we can. So how do we take something like PVNet, which is big, which is kind of run as a service, it's hard to contribute to, how do we take that and how do we make it more readily available, less UK-centric, more contributor-friendly, and that's where we thought the idea of the global solar forecast, which is what Alex will now tell you about.
Thank you.
Over to you.
Thank you. Yes, so something Sol has already touched upon, we have something that works quite well for the UK, but it is quite bulky, so the dream would be to provide accurate solar forecasts for everybody, everywhere, whoever needs it. If you want to forecast for your solar panel at home to know when to charge your car, if you want to run an energy grid somewhere else that is not the UK, which is a very normal thing to do. And obviously there's 14 of us. We can't do it alone. So the obvious solution was to take it open source and hopefully get people to contribute, and then we can together build the beautiful solar punk future that will eventually arrive, hopefully. I'm not going to go into the whole why open source is great spiel. I know which conference I'm at. So it started with us creating Open Quartz, which is the lightweight version of what we do in the UK. It's a smaller ML model. It just runs on free open weather forecasts. It's wrapped into a Python library. You can download it and run it off your laptop. Just tell it something about your assets. As advertised in four lines of code, you might have seen this picture before because we've presented Open Quartz in 2024 at FOSDEM. So maybe some of you have been here. And initially, this doesn't read on this projector at all, but this is a map, I promise. Eventually it was a replacement for the UK service, so an open UK service. But people started using it in other countries and telling us about it, and we have this tracker of little flags when people tell us about them using it somewhere else on our GitHub page. And we decided to put a wrap around it to take it global as well. So this is what the global forecaster is. It takes center points for each country, gets the capacity for it, produces a forecast 48 hours ahead for solar power in the country, and there is a beautiful UI on top of it, which is quite fun to explore, which we are going to do now. Come along and let's see if we can crash that thing. Maybe we did. Ooh. Yeah. My bad.
The book of death.
Yeah, okay, maybe not a demo today. That's very sad. I should have done that beforehand. Okay, well, it's waking up. Let me talk about how we expect it to be used and how you can get involved. So again, obviously we can't do it by ourselves, and this is very much a